Good morning and welcome to Law Talk Live, a service of Meldon Law, a Gainesville-based law firm that has been representing victims and clients in personal injury cases for 50 years, since 1971. My name is Chris Qualman. I am the Major Case Division Manager and Chief Investigator for the law firm. And as I said, we are a personal injury law firm. We represent people who are victims of motor vehicle crashes, big truck 18-wheeler, commercial truck crashes, pedestrian versus auto cases, slip and fall, trip and fall, any type of an injury case where a family's lives have been turned upside down due to the negligence or carelessness of another. Please give us a call anytime, toll-free, at 352-373-8000. As I said, we are based in Gainesville, and we have offices in Ocala, where Jeffrey has been practicing for 43 years. We have a brand-new office, beautiful new office. Please check it out. And we also have an office in South Florida, covering the entire Tri-County South Florida area, from Miami-Dade through Broward and Palm Beach County, and now a fourth office in Lake City. But who to tell the story of Meldon Law better than the founder and president himself? A guy who is calling in this morning, but he's very much a part of this show and has been for the 20 years, almost 20 years that this show has been on WSKY. Jeffrey Meldon, how are you doing this morning, Jeffrey?
I'm doing great, Chris. How are you doing this morning?
I'm feeling terrific, Jeffrey. I love the weather. It's beautiful. It's clear. It's crisp. You heard the radio say that it's going to be getting down to the 30s tonight, so it's going to be a cold night, but it's a great weekend. A lot of football this weekend, NFL playoffs.
Yeah. If you're into NFL football, this is like a dream weekend. It even goes into Monday night.
It is. They've really found a great way to stretch this out and keep the viewership going. So who's your team? I know the Cleveland Browns not part of it this time around, but who's your team in the playoffs?
I like Tampa. You know, I go down and see a game or two every year, and I follow Tampa now. You know, I certainly would follow Jacksonville or you know, Miami, if they were in the playoffs, because they are Florida teams. And, you know, when I came down to Gainesville in 1970, Miami was the only game in town.
I remember that 1970 season. I was only 12 years old at the time, but what I remember is that was the first year that Don Shula was the head coach of the Miami Dolphins, and he turned them around from, I think we were 3-11 in 1969 to all of a sudden we were 10-4 and in the playoffs. That man is such an amazing job he did for the Dolphins, and all the accolades for him were well deserved. Kerry and I even met him. I know you'd met him a couple of times when he came up for the restaurant here in Gainesville.
Yeah, he was really a legend, and I don't think anybody has beaten his unbeaten year yet.
No, and I don't think they will, quite honestly. I think the level of the quality players that now come out of college are just so much better. The athleticism, I think there's a lot more parity from year to year. I just think it would be almost impossible now for a team to run the table from start to finish and be undefeated. New England almost did it a couple of years ago, but I agree with you. I don't think that's something that's going to happen anytime soon. So where are you today, Jeffrey? Listeners always wonder when you're not here, what's going on?
Oh, well, I'm in Gainesville. Rabbi Goldman's son, Mayor Goldman, is going to become a bar mitzvah today. And right after the show's over, I'm going over to the Jewish Center. Mayor's a good friend of ours. He's 13 years old now. And he loves going to Gator basketball and football games. And so he and I have gotten to be good buddies over the years.
I've met Mayor Goldman myself. You may remember last year during the COVID year. There still was attendance at the games, although it was socially distanced. But I went to one game with Rabbi Goldman's sons. Mayor blew me away. He knew more about every player on the field from both teams. He knew about he's going to be a head football coach someday, I think. He's an amazing young man.
Yeah. Well, all the boys, there's five boys and three girls in their family. And when you grow up, you know, right a few blocks away from the University of Florida, and all the students. This is a student Jewish center, because the University of Florida has 7,000 Jewish students, so they have a home away from home over there. And of course, the kids pick it up from the UF students that are always hanging around. So those kids, that's what they love talking about, is Gator sports.
Well, Rabbi Goldman has done such an amazing job with the Jewish Center there, providing a home not just for the Jewish students, but for the community as a whole. I know, like you, you know, he shares such a commitment in his heart to philanthropy and community service. Last year, of course, you know, giving out the masks and so many things that they do that are just wonderful, not just for the Jewish community, but for everybody in North Central Florida. I know that that's a friendship and a relationship that you really cherish.
Yeah, and, you know, it's all about giving back without any thought for, you know, what you're going to get back in return. And it works.
It absolutely works. So, Jeffrey, we did have a topic we wanted to address today, and I want to get right to it because I know you're at this event and your time is short. And it's certainly a very important topic that we had a caller call in about recently. And the question was, very simply, what does it cost to hire a personal injury attorney? If you come to Meldon Law and you've got an injury, what's it going to cost them walking out the door?
Most of our listeners have heard the expression, you know, no recovery, no fee. I'd like to break it down, though. When you have a personal injury case, if you hire a good law firm, they're going to invest money in your case, not only in the time that they put in it, but bringing in some of the best experts and specialists that there are around the country. So when it says, you know, no cost, no fee, if there's no recovery, what it means is we only get paid when we win your case. Now, you and I know that in almost all the cases that we take, so long as there is insurance available, or we sometimes call it a deep pocket. Last year, in a number of cases, we actually got contributions from individuals.
We did.
Above and beyond what their insurance coverage was. And in a couple cases, it was almost $1 million. Some wealthy people screwed up and didn't have enough insurance, and there were horrible accidents, and we're always representing our clients, and we wanted to make sure that they got a fair shake in these cases.
Jeffrey, I just got a note from our producer. He's got to cut to a commercial, but this is a great topic. So after the 30-second break, let's stick on this theme of what it costs to hire a personal injury attorney and the philosophy of Meldon Law regarding that. You're listening to Law Talk Live, a service of Meldon Law. Today is Saturday, the 15th of January, 2022, and we will be right back.
Hey, Gator Nation, I'm here with Jeffrey Meldon of Meldon Law. Jeffrey, I've heard some great news that Meldon Law is the official community partner of the Florida Gators.
Actually, we're the only official community partner of the Florida Gators.
Well, that certainly has a nice ring to it. Meldon Law, the only official law firm community partner of the Florida Gators, with offices in Gainesville, Ocala, and Fort Lauderdale.
Meldon Law, where you matter most.
Hello and welcome back to Law Talk Live, a service of Meldon Law. We are a personal injury firm, meaning that we represent victims of car crashes, big truck crashes, pedestrian versus auto cases, trip and fall, slip and fall, any situation where someone has been injured due to the negligence or carelessness of another. Please give us a call anytime, 24/7, toll free, 352-373-8000. My name is Chris Qualman. Jeffrey Meldon, the president and founder of Meldon Law, on the phone with us. We're talking about the cost of hiring a personal injury lawyer. So let's get back to that, Jeffrey.
Well, as you know, Chris, in the beginning of a case, what we're trying to do is to determine that either there's sufficient insurance or sufficient assets so that when we win the case, we'll be able to get our clients paid. That's number one. There are circumstances where in the state of Florida, since there's no insurance required for bodily injury liability, that we take the case, and then we find out that the other person had no insurance. That's one reason we always preach have uninsured motorist coverage, because in Florida, it's the only state where there's no bodily injury or uninsured motorist coverage required by law. Even in New Hampshire, the one state where there's no bodily injury required, they are required to have uninsured motorist coverage. So Florida is literally the Wild West when it comes to driving a car and expecting to get recovery in your case.
Do you think that might change in terms of the legislature this year? It seems like every year we talk about it.
Yeah, so the answer is last year it did pass the legislature. It was vetoed by the governor. However, I think the governor's in serious talks about a few modifications to the bill that passed last year. It's the closest we've ever gotten to moving into the 19th. I always say we're moving into the 20th century, even though we're in the 21st century. So anyhow, anything is possible. But, to be very, serious about the subject, having uninsured motorist coverage can make or break your case, because without insurance, the likelihood of getting a recovery is slim to none. So we've covered that part. You know, there has to be some insurance. The second part is that there has to be some kind of injury involved. Just because there's $1 million worth of insurance doesn't make it $1 million case. And then the third part is, was the other person at fault? And you as a chief investigator for the firm know more than anybody how important it is to get out sooner rather than later to investigate a case, take pictures. A lot of our clients come in with pictures on their cell phone, which is very, very helpful, because the other person's vehicle is usually towed away from the scene in a major crash, and we never get to see it. And Chris, a lot of our listeners don't know how important it is to make sure that you have a picture of the other vehicle, because many times the other vehicle is smashed up so bad that it's apparent that an injury was caused to our client. However, sometimes our clients have a big, strong pickup truck with, what we call ladder frame construction rather than unibody construction. And we're able to show the damage to our client's vehicle, but it may not become apparent just how significant the force was.
Something you said, I just wanted to add a couple of words to about the critical importance if you're in a crash or any type of an injury situation, a slip and fall at a grocery store, anything, how critically important it is to take pictures if you're able and to get names of witnesses. One of the saddest things that I hear sometimes, you hear it too, we'll get somebody in the office who's just been in a slip and fall, and they'll say, we'll ask them, did you take pictures, get names of witnesses? They'll say, no, but the store did. Well, they're under no obligation to give that to us unless we file a lawsuit, and then you get into the discovery process. But the videos the store has, the photos the store took as part of their own investigation, they don't have to give that to us until such time that we get into a lawsuit.
Yeah, a lot of times people think that the videos will be given up by the other side. The fact is, whatever videos are taken usually are kept in a secret vault by the insurance carrier, and they only give them up way down the road, and it creates a problem because we may be investing tens of thousands of dollars in cost to develop the case, and then at the last minute we find out that the video actually, you know, may favor the store with regard to whether or not they caused a fall.
One thing we found, and we had this happen a couple of times this past year, you just reminded me of this. Some of the what I will call the better, more seasoned, more experienced adjusters usually will be more forthcoming in terms of saying, yeah, I've got a video, Mr. Meldon, and I want you to take a look at it. It might help you in terms of counseling your client. And but like you said, they're under no obligation to give that to us. But usually the better adjusters seem to be more willing to not hide the ball, so to speak.
It happens, but it happens rarely, Chris.
True.
So don't count on it. Anyhow, this conversation started out about what is, no fee, no cost, if no recovery. And what that means is our law firm, we're now up to 38 team members in the firm. We deploy all of our resources to help build our case for our clients. And we want to make sure that no stone is left unturned. And that covers, research. And then as clients' injuries start to develop and we get a clearer idea of what their injuries are, what body parts are affected, if they're going to need surgery, we're able to then develop a theme in the case as far as how these injuries, number one, occurred in the crash. That's critical. Many times we have people that have so many pre-existing conditions that it's difficult for the insurance company to really wrap their head around it. They claim that everything was a pre-existing condition. Now, as you know, you can have an aggravation to a pre-existing condition under Florida law, and that's something that we frequently deal with. So, what we're trying to do is, the big picture, let me simplify it, is we want to put our best foot forward for our clients, demonstrating to the insurance company, number one, that the injuries were caused or aggravated by this crash, and then number two, the severity of the injuries, the cost for the injuries in the past, the cost for future medical care, and any loss of income past and future, as well as what we call pain, suffering, loss of enjoyment of life, any scarring or disfigurement. So it's extremely important to get an attorney on your team immediately after a serious accident. I call them crashes, but accidents can come in a number of different ways. You can be at a commercial property, you can be on the road, you can be hit as a bicyclist, as a pedestrian, on your motorcycle, motor scooter. So there's all kinds of accidents. So the most important thing to remember is that Meldon Law, if we do not make a recovery in your case, I call it a win, then there's no fee for either attorney fees or for the costs incurred.
Well said, Jeffrey. We'll be right back after this 30-second commercial. You are listening to Law Talk Live, a service of Meldon Law. We will be right back.
Hey, Gator Nation. I'm here with Jeffrey Meldon of Meldon Law. Jeffrey, I've heard some great news that Meldon Law is the official community partner of the Florida Gators.
Actually, we're the only official community partner of the Florida Gators.
Well, that certainly has a nice ring to it. Meldon Law, the only official law firm community partner of the Florida Gators, with offices in Gainesville, Ocala, and Fort Lauderdale.
Meldon Law, where you matter most.
Hello and welcome back to today's edition of Law Talk Live. Today is Saturday, January 15th, 2022. My name is Chris Qualman, co-host of this show, and I am on the phone with Jeffrey Meldon, the president and founder, CEO, the grand poobah of Meldon Law, so to speak. Jeffrey, let's talk for a second. You know, and over the break, the commercial talked about our sponsorship, the fact that we are the official law firm community partner, the official injury firm partner of the Florida Gators. We're now a little over a year into that sponsorship. How's that been going? How do you feel about it?
It's a great opportunity for us to partner up with the Florida Gators and give back to the community. What a lot of people don't know is part of our partnership is to get tickets for all the Gator sports. And if you go to your Meldon Law Facebook page, you have an opportunity not only to win tickets, but sometimes we're also giving away free gift certificates to Spurrier's Gridiron Grill, sometimes to Harry's Bar and Grill, sometimes to other places that we support around the community. And it's a win-win for us. We love the Gators, and we're really excited about it. I was listening to Jeff Cardoza, who is the voice of the Gator baseball nation, as well as on ESPN 850 every evening. We sponsor the 5 to 6 o'clock show. If you guys want to know anything about what's going on with Gator sports, Pat Dooley and Jeff Cardoza really have the most informative sports show going. It's 850 WRUF AM from 4 till 6 every day. Check it out. It's great. However, that ad that I cut with Jeff Cardoza didn't mention Lake City, and we now have a office in Lake City right on US 90 by I-75.
It's a beautiful office, too, and we've got an event coming up there, right?
Well, we're going to probably have our grand opening after we get all the signage finished and all. The office is open right now. We're waiting on the signage, Chris, and I think the opening is going to probably be in about 45 to 60 days. We don't have the exact date yet. We were going to try to get it done at the end of January, but as things go, everybody is backed up.
Oh, they sure are.
Creating signage and everything else. So we want that office to be in completed condition, so then we can show it off to all of our friends in the Tri-County area, Columbia County, Suwanee County, and Hamilton County.
But we are open for business, though.
Yeah, we are open for business. Right now, if you go to that office, 8:30 to 5, Monday through Friday, as well as after hours by appointment, all you have to do is call 1-800-373-8000, and one of our team members will make arrangements to meet with you there at the office. It's a great location, too. For those of you in Columbia County, you know where Moe's is, Chili's, Eliana's. It's right in that.
I think it's just before the Super Walmart, right?
Well, there's a Super Walmart one block away. So
that's
everybody
right.
In the Tri-County area knows where the Super Walmart is. And we decided to make our office as convenient for people as possible. So anyhow, it's great. We've got, Yolanda over there.
Carolyn.
And Maria B. And Marcia. Carolyn's going to be there, and Carrie and I are going to meet clients there. So anyhow, it's a real functioning office that's becoming a major part of Meldon Law's presence in North Florida.
Couple of things I want to hit in these last couple of minutes. I want to remind our listeners about our podcast each and every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Jeffrey, we now have over 60 episodes in the can. Listeners can go to our Meldon Law YouTube page and you can watch past episodes of the 1 hour podcast that Jeffrey does. I'm on the first 41 of them and a few after that. But the most important thing are the guests. I know that you've done an amazing job bringing some terrific guests from the community, leaders, shakers, community spokespersons, people who are really making a difference. And I know you're very proud of the of that podcast.
Yes. If you go on Facebook, Meldon Law and Friends, or YouTube, or 37 other audio channels, you can check it out. And in fact, if any of our listeners have organizations that they want to promote, please give us a call at the office and just ask for the marketing department, and they'll make arrangements for you to get on the show. And we also invite folks to call us and get on this show. We like to promote the community organizations and what's going on. So remember that. Just call Meldon Law at 1-800-373-8000 or 352-373-8000. And that's one of our missions, Chris, as you know, is to bring the community together.
We've only got a little over a minute left. I want to give a shout out to something else we're doing tonight. Meldon Law is sponsoring an evening of professional wrestling in Ocala at the Boys and Girls Club. It's a family-oriented event. As we said, it is at the Boys and Girls Club, which is at 800 Southwest 12th Avenue. We've done about four of these already. They're a lot of fun. The organization that we work with, CCW, Coastal Championship Wrestling, does a great job putting on a family-friendly event. Meldon Law will be there with a table. We've got lots of swag. I'll be there. You know, I like doing the ring announcing kind of thing. Belinda will be there with her family.
Yeah.
And but seriously, it's a lot of fun. And Meldon Law is sponsoring the event at the Boys and Girls Club tonight.
Yeah, so that's in Ocala. You get to meet Chris Qualman in person.
Hard to believe.
He'll be all over the place there. And Chris has a secret life, which is a wrestling ring announcer.
Well, we're going to announce something, though, and we'll talk more about it in the weeks and days to come. The Meldon Law VIP Club. We're going to talk a little bit about that, about ways that people can become a member and a VIP. All our clients are VIPs, but we got a special thing we're going to talk about tonight. That's pretty much all we've got for Law Talk Live today. Jeffrey, thanks so much. Give my best to Rabbi Goldman and his son and his family, all wonderful people. And, hey, you know what? We still have Gator sports going on, basketball, baseball, volleyball, gymnastics. What do we say at the end of every episode?
Go!
Go Gators!
Gators!
Thanks so much for listening. Take care.